Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled along the shimmering coast of San Diego, the Hotel Del Coronado stands as a beacon of Victorian elegance and storied history. Since its opening in 1888, the iconic structure has hosted dignitaries, celebrities, and travelers from around the world. Yet beneath its polished exterior lies a chilling tale that has gripped visitors for well over a century, the mystery of Kate Morgan. In 1892, Kate checked into the hotel alone under an assumed name and with the promise of meeting someone who never came. Days later, her body was discovered on an outdoor staircase, a fatal gunshot wound cementing her tragic end. While her death was officially ruled a suicide, whispers of foul play and unanswered questions lingered, weaving Kate's story into the very fabric of the hotel. But it wasn't just the mystery of her demise that captivated people. It was what followed. Guests and staff alike have reported strange occurrences, flickering lights, unexplained footsteps, and the ethereal figure of a woman in Victorian dress wandering the halls. Is it Kate, eternally searching for answers? Or could it be the echoes of a tragic past forever imprinted on this storied landmark? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Hotel Del Coronado, or The Del, as it's affectionately known, opened its doors in February 1888, standing as a marvel of modern engineering and luxury. Its grand red-roofed turrets and pristine beachfront made it an immediate success, drawing guests from across the country who sought the opulence and tranquility promised by this coastal paradise. In its heyday, the hotel was a symbol of grandeur and innovation, boasting electric lighting, a rarity at the time thanks to the ingenuity of Thomas Edison himself. However, amidst the gilded glamour, a darker chapter began to unfold in the autumn of 1892. On November 24th, 1892, a young woman named Kate Morgan arrived at the Hotel Del Coronado. Alone and carrying little luggage, she registered under the alias Lottie A. Bernard, claiming she was waiting for a gentleman companion. Over the next 5 days, Kate appeared increasingly distressed. She was described by staff as pale and sad, with moments of visible agitation. Hotel records and accounts from the time suggest that she frequently asked about mail at the front desk, anxiously awaiting correspondence that never came. On the evening of November 28, 1892, Kate was found dead on the outdoor staircase leading to the beach. A gunshot wound to her head and a revolver nearby pointed to suicide. But several inconsistencies raised questions. For one, the bullet in her head did not match the caliber of the gun found at the scene. Additionally, witnesses had reported hearing an argument in the hours leading up to her death. Despite these peculiarities, authorities quickly closed the case, labeling her death a tragic act of despair. Kate's story might have faded into history were it not for the phenomena that began almost immediately after her death. Guests who stayed in her room, now famously identified as room 3327, began reporting strange occurrences. Doors would open and close on their own, cold drafts would sweep through the room without explanation, and an eerie feeling of being watched left many uneasy. Lights flickered inexplicably, and cleaning staff reported objects moving or disappearing entirely, only to reappear in unusual places. The fascination with Kate's story grew over the decades, sparking the interest of paranormal researchers, skeptics, and casual thrill-seekers alike. By the mid-20th century, the legend of Kate Morgan had firmly taken root, with the Hotel Del Coronado embracing its haunted reputation. Yet, even as the tales spread, rational explanations emerged to challenge the idea of a restless spirit. Psychologists have suggested that many of the reported phenomena could be attributed to the power of suggestion. Guests who are aware of Kate's tragic story may interpret ordinary occurrences like creaking floors or flickering lights as supernatural events. Additionally, the age of the hotel itself could play a role. The Del's sprawling structure, with its vintage wiring and expansive wooden corridors, is prone to drafts. Electrical inconsistencies and the creaks and groans of settling wood, all of which could easily be mistaken for something otherworldly. Others point to the emotional weight of Kate's story. The combination of her tragic death, unanswered questions, and the passage of time has created an atmosphere ripe for imagination. Could the persistent belief in her presence actually fuel the very phenomena people claim to experience? Or are there environmental factors at play, such as the hotel's proximity to the ocean, which might amplify certain sensations or even contribute to auditory illusions? Despite these rational interpretations, the fascination with Kate Morgan endures. Her death remains a point of intrigue, with countless theories ranging from a lover's quarrel gone awry to a meticulously planned murder. Yet it is not just the mystery of her demise that captivates. It's the undeniable presence that so many claim to feel in the room she occupied, and the halls she may still wander. While the tragic history of Kate Morgan provides the foundation of her story, it is the eerie and recurring phenomena reported at the Hotel del Coronado that have cemented her legacy as one of the most famous spirits in America. From the moment her story became public knowledge, tales of unexplainable events began to swirl around her name, drawing curious visitors to the Grand Hotel in hopes of encountering the supernatural. Room 3327, where Kate Morgan stayed during her ill-fated visit, has become the epicenter of the haunting. Guests who have spent the night in this room often recount chilling experiences. Some describe an unshakable feeling of being watched, while others report objects moving on their own. Toiletries inexplicably fall off bathroom counters, and the sound of soft footsteps echo through the room when no one else is present. One frequent complaint is about flickering lights, which electricians have repeatedly checked and found no faults in the wiring. Beyond room 3327, Kate's presence is said to extend to other parts of the hotel, the grand staircase, the beachside steps where her body was found, and even the lobby have been the sites of unusual activity. Employees working late shifts often report hearing disembodied whispers or seeing shadowy figures out of the corner of their eye. In one particularly unsettling account, a security guard described seeing a translucent figure of a woman in a dark dress gliding through the lobby before vanishing near the main doors. Over the years, the legend of Kate Morgan has drawn the attention of paranormal investigators, psychics, and skeptics alike. One of the most comprehensive studies was conducted in 1992 by parapsychologist Christopher Chacon. His investigation spanned a year and included extensive interviews with hotel staff and guests, as well as the use of advanced ghost hunting equipment. Chacon documented numerous anomalies, including sudden drops in temperature, unexplained electromagnetic fluctuations, and mysterious voices captured on audio recordings. However, he remained cautious in labeling these phenomena as definitive proof of a haunting, suggesting that more research was needed to rule out environmental or psychological factors. Recurring phenomena like Kate's alleged apparition have led some researchers to propose the theory of a residual haunting. Unlike an intelligent spirit that interacts with the living, a residual haunting is believed to be a replay of past events imprinted on the environment. The emotional intensity of Kate's final days, her loneliness, anxiety, and tragic death could have created such an imprint, leaving behind a recording that continues to replay under the right conditions. Others, however, suggest that poltergeist activity might explain some of the more dramatic occurrences, such as objects moving or appliances malfunctioning. Poltergeists are thought to be linked to the subconscious energy of living individuals, often manifesting during times of emotional stress. Could the combined energy of guests drawn to the hotel's haunted reputation amplify these events? Personal accounts further deepen the intrigue. One guest, staying in room 3327, reported waking up in the middle of the night to find her suitcase open, its contents neatly arranged on the floor, something she insisted she had not done. Another described feeling a cold hand brush against her shoulder as she stood near the staircase where Kate's body was discovered. These experiences, while unverifiable, are strikingly consistent across decades of reports. The hotel has embraced its haunted reputation, offering ghost tours and publishing literature that explores the life and death of Kate Morgan. In the book, Beautiful Stranger, The Ghost of Kate Morgan and the Hotel del Coronado, author Alan May sheds light on Kate's story, using historical records to separate fact from folklore. While the exact details of her life and death remain elusive, her enduring presence continues to intrigue and mystify. Whether a believer or skeptic, there's no denying the allure of the Hotel del Coronado. Its Victorian charm, combined with the mystery of Kate Morgan, creates an experience that resonates with all who walk its halls. The whispers of the past, whether paranormal or imagined, remind visitors that some stories are too powerful to fade away. The story of Kate Morgan and the Hotel del Coronado is one of enduring fascination, blending history, tragedy, and the unexplained into a compelling narrative. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, there's something undeniably captivating about a tale that spans over a century, drawing people from around the world to experience a connection to the past. On one hand, the phenomena reported at the hotel could be explained by natural causes. The creaks and groans of an aging building, combined with the power of suggestion, might account for many of the experiences people have shared. Human psychology is, after all, a master of filling in the blanks, especially in places steeped in emotional history. And who wouldn't feel a little spooked in a grand Victorian hotel with flickering lights and shadowy hallways? On the other hand, the sheer volume and consistency of the reports, from objects moving on their own to chilling apparitions, make you wonder, is there more to this story than science can explain? Could the emotional weight of Kate Morgan's life and untimely death have left a mark so strong that it transcends the boundaries of time and reality? Whether it's a residual haunting, poltergeist activity, or simply the echoes of a well-loved ghost story, one thing is clear. The legend of Kate Morgan keeps the Hotel del Coronado alive in more ways than one. It's a reminder that history, when paired with a touch of mystery, has the power to resonate far beyond its time. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.